Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about the government of the Constitution of Iraq. Now, I think most people here, know that we're fighting for democracy in Iraq. That's why we're there. We've all seen over and over again the picture of the person holding up, maybe a woman or maybe a man, holding up an inked finger. Usually a woman, because we want to give the impression that this is real democracy. For the first time, women are voting. So they hold up the inked finger, and it's all about democracy. Well, I wonder how many people, of course, are old enough to remember the First World War. I know the slogans. I was born 10 years after the First World War ended. But the slogan for that war was the war to make the world safe for democracy. The war to make the world safe for democracy. It was the war to end all wars. You have to have a slogan for a war if you're going to get people to go over and fight and bleed and suffer and die. And you have to convince the people that we're fighting for something worthwhile. So, once again, we're fighting for democracy in Iraq. And, in fact, they had several votes there. The first was, for which constitution of government. The second was voting for the Constitution. I wonder how many people over there read the Constitution they were voting for. I wonder how many Americans here know what we're really fighting for in Iraq, because we've established a Constitution there. Well, this morning we have John Stromer with us, and he's going to tell us what's in this Constitution that our boys are fighting and bleeding and suffering and losing their arms and legs for. What are we really fighting for? What does this Constitution of Iraq that we've set up actually say? Have you heard anybody talk about it on the evening news? Well, John Stromer, thank you so very much for being with us. And John's one of my favorite guests. Back in 1964, he wrote a book. Many of you may have heard of it. None Dare Call It Treason, and we still carry that. We carry his update. None Dare Call It Treason 25 years later. It's important that you understand that most of what you were told through the controlled media just isn't true. John, thanks so much for being with us.
It's always a privilege, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you go into the background of what's really in this Iraqi Constitution our boys are fighting and bleeding and dying for?
Well, it's a privilege, and of course, most of us don't know, and I must confess that I got a copy of it back in January, I guess, when it was first approved, and we heard how wonderful they had this new constitution, and a big percentage of the people voted for it. But like so many things, I downloaded it off the internet and put it in a pile.
I got a pile just like that
that I was going to look at one day, but a couple of weeks ago, I was facing an airplane trip to Washington, and I always try to look for something that I'm going to. So I took it along and did a real analysis of it, and have had an opportunity to speak several times since. And people are astounded. People are shocked. People are dismayed. The Constitution starts out, first of all, if you just read an overall overlook of the 129 articles. Of course, we just have 7 articles in our Constitution. They have 129, covering many of the same things that were covered in our Constitution, broken up in pieces. It sets up a government with 3 departments. It does have an executive and a judicial and a legislative branch, and spells out how those will be apportioned and developed. And somebody reading it that doesn't know any more about our Constitution than what they maybe get in one of those courses required in most states would say, well, it's a lot like ours. But you always have to read the words themselves. In our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence, and think about what's this really say. And the new Iraqi constitution says that all legislation shall be based on Islamic truth. That means the Quran. That means their traditional way of doing things. And basically, it says that their government and their whole basis for their existence, based on Islamic truth, would mean that Israel and the United States and all the infidels, those who do not believe in Allah, really should be eliminated. This so-called constitution then goes on and spells out a lot of good sounding things, just like we have. It says, for example, that everyone will have freedom of religion and freedom of the press and freedom of assembly, and the casual looking at that would say, well, that's fine. But each one of those things, the difference between their constitution and ours, a very basic difference, is our First Amendment says that Congress shall make no laws restricting the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and so forth and so on. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights is a document which puts limitations on government. The new Iraqi Constitution says that they'll have freedom of speech, for example, as regulated by law. They'll have freedom of assembly as regulated by law.
Well, but I mean, if you have freedom of speech regulated by law, that means that whatever the law is, you can't say.
That's right. In other words, it follows the same pattern as the old Soviet Constitution and the Constitution of Red China, which both basically provide for freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and all those other things, as long as they don't interfere with government in any way.
And I think it's so important that the listener understands that the original concept of our Constitution was that our freedoms came from God. That's
right.
What it says in the Declaration of Independence, and that governments who are instituted among men preserve those God-given rights. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, John Stormer, we're talking about the Iraqi Constitution. And we all know how great it is because we've seen pictures of those people, usually women, holding up an inked finger and implanting in our mind the idea that now we have democracy in Iraq. Now, we were commenting before we went to the break that the American Constitution limited the power of government. It was a foregone conclusion to the founders of this country, as laid out in the Declaration of Independence, and stipulated that governments are instituted among men to preserve these rights, which, of course, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and with the consent of the governed. In other words, there were certain God-given rights. Where did they come from? They came from our Creator. They don't teach that anymore, but that's what the Declaration says. They can't change it. So we have certain God-given rights, and what was the function of government? To limit the power of government so that we can have our God-given
secure
rights. Now, in Iraq, they don't have any God-given rights. Everything is under Sharia law. So you pick up the story there, John.
Well, their constitution, as it spells out all the different rights they supposedly have, that their constitution would guarantee, they all conclude, each one of these statements conclude with the provision as regulated by law. That means that their parliament can at any time put limitations on. If the parliament decides that the exercise of those rights would interfere in any way with the government, or with, as that first provision says, all legislation shall be in accordance with Islamic fundamental truth. The Constitution also makes it plain that, we hear that what they're doing there and what we're trying to get accomplished there will be a beacon light for the other Islamic nations, those other Middle East nations, that it'll be a vision that will encourage the people of those nations to establish their own freedom. But the second major provision of the Iraqi Constitution says and affirms that the government of Iraq, the newly formed government of Iraq, will be a part of the Arabian covenant, the Arabian overall view, and that they're a part of it, and that they adopt as a part of their constitution the covenant of the Arabic nations. Now, they don't say what it is, and I've never seen that covenant, but none of those nations are basically our friends, unless they just want to continue selling oil from time to time and so forth. Now, a next provision, basically the our Constitution is a, as originally written and applied, was a free enterprise, guaranteed the freedom of private property and the right to do business and so forth. The Iraqi Constitution is basically a socialist document. It provides that all oil and gas resources and the marketing of them and all the rest is a function of the government. In other words, the very basic resources that area of the world has belongs not to the people, not to entrepreneurs, but to government. And what government owns and what government uses will be used to control people. It goes on and on as you go through the Constitution, their Constitution itself. As I indicated, it, like ours, provides for three areas of government. legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And the judicial branch of the Iraqi government provides for a Supreme Court and some lesser courts, even as ours does. But then it says that to qualify or to serve on the Iraqi Supreme Court, a judge has to be an expert in Islamic jurisprudence.
Well, what about a Christian? How could they be on the Islamic Supreme Court then?
Well, I think probably not, unless they had studied and gotten their law degrees under the Islamic system.
But what they had before under the wicked Saddam Hussein, he was wicked and he was ruthless, but at least they had a secular government, and Christians had exactly the same rights as anybody else. 10% of the population was Christian, and now that we've gone in to liberate the country, about 3% of the population.
Now, the Constitution does provide for freedom of religion and freedom for Christians and several other little groups that I'd never heard of before. Some of the offshoots, probably of Mohammedism, but while it provides for the protection of each of these groups to have their endowments, and as I read that and as I try to analyze it, it would appear that that means that each of these groups, Christian groups, for example, can have property, can have probably places of worship, but always with the limitation as provided by law. So they give, and then, well, just a little sidelight. We're going through a battle here in Missouri right now, and maybe this is something for leaders to, or your listeners to be aware of. There's an attempt being made to amend the Missouri State Constitution to protect unlimited stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, where you can get women's eggs and take them and do research on them and so forth. And they're promising all sorts of wonderful possible cures and so forth. And basically, they perform the basic scientific process of cloning. But the first paragraph of this amendment to the Constitution says that all cloning is absolutely banned. But then you get down to the definition section of this proposed amendment to the Constitution, and in Section 6, it describes and defines cloning as that which happens when an embryo is implanted in a woman's womb. So they give, and people look at it and say, well, boy, I'm opposed to cloning. And they've done some research that I think 80% of the American people, 80% of Missourians are opposed to cloning. And if they look at just the first paragraph of this proposed constitutional amendment, it seems to ban cloning, but then it redefines cloning.
Oh, they're so clever.
It does the same thing. People got to be aware that there's sneaky people out there.
Yeah, we are.
And the same document, proposed document that we'll be voting on November 7th, bans buying women's eggs for this research. And there's been some good work done of the danger to women and the billions of eggs that will be needed to carry out this research. But then you get into the definition section, and it says that in vitro fertilization clinics, they have the right to buy these eggs from women, and then if they're left over, they can sell them to the researchers on stem cell. We have to be aware that there's people out there, whether here in the United States,
and how easy it is, you know, since very, very few Americans have ever read the Iraqi Constitution.
How many Americans have ever read the U.S. Constitution?
That is one of the great tragedies. Or if they have read it, they sure don't understand. It is to limit the power of government so men can be free.
I try to encourage people with an election coming up here and across the country that it's an opportunity sometimes to meet candidates and people who are serving in government. And as you see these candidates, it's good to say to them, now, when you're sworn into office, you're going to be asked to raise your hand or put your hand on the Bible and swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they'll all nod and say yes. Good question then is, how often and when have you ever read and studied it? And that's a good question to ask of city council people, school board members, policemen, people who are serving in the armed services. Millions of Americans have sworn to uphold the Constitution, but we know so little about what's there really there.
And that's one of the great tragedies, and that's why most people don't understand, or even if they did read the Iraqi Constitution, they wouldn't see what's wrong with it, and what's wrong with having the right to freedom of speech as prescribed by law.
Right.
They don't understand that once you can prescribe by law, you no longer have freedom of speech.
That's right. And the difference between theirs and ours is our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, says Congress shall make no law restricting or interfering in any way with our basic freedoms.
Okay. And so our Constitution limits the power of government. The Constitution that we're forcing on the Iraqi people, you know, actually means that everything is regulated. And what about private property? Do you have a right to private property?
Yes, I think as regulated by law. They don't really talk about, they don't mention private property.
But that is the very essence of our freedom, the right to have our property that can't be taken away from us.
Right. And, of course, our Constitution limits, although it's being eroded, that you have a right to your property and except as it could be necessary to be used for public purposes when compensated by law. And of course we're in the process of, through our Supreme Court, of redefining what public purpose is.
So I'm thinking you can give it to some developer. And we cannot pay you, and he'll make a lot of money, and he'll give us lots of campaign contributions, and that's how the system works. And, you know, in fact, they're trying to get legislation through in many states that if they're going to take your property, they have to pay you the highest amount possible for any possible use for it. And some of the states are saying, we can't do that. We can't be put in a position we're going to have to pay people for their property. Why would bankrupt us?
Right. Because most Americans have so little basic understanding of our fundamental rights and the importance of fundamental rights, we're in danger of losing them.
Amen to that.
That's incidentally why one of the reasons that you've been offering my newest book, Betrayed by the Bench, in which we try to spell out the source of our law, which comes from God, basically, and we look at and examine the men and the methods they've used to take us from a nation really under God to where, as Dean Roscoe Pound of the Harvard Law School back in the 1920s said, we have come to a place where the state has replaced Jehovah as the final authority in law.
What a frightening thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is John Stormer. And before I go on, John, would you like to get your website out and help people and get perhaps your newsletter, which is really excellent. I always look forward to it.
The website is libertybellpress.com. All lowercase, libertybellpress.com. And on that, it has the list of all of my different books and VCRs and, well, all the things you can also get from Radio Liberty. But if they want to see it directly, it's all there.
All right, fine. And so basically we've been talking about the Iraqi Constitution. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And what they're not telling the American people is we've taken a secular state where there was at least freedom of religion, you know, and as long as you didn't speak out against the government, there was freedom of speech, but certainly if you opposed Saddam Hussein, you were in real trouble. However, with this new constitution, why, you will be restricted in what you can say. According to Sharia law, in Muslim countries, you can't evangelize for Christianity. I mean, that's what happened in Afghanistan and certainly in Pakistan. If you are evangelizing for Christianity, why? I mean, this is basically a death sentence. If you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, it's a death sentence. The Christians are fleeing from Iraq today. Why? Why? Because we destroyed the country they were living in, and now we brought them freedom. according to a Sharia law. And why, what really puzzles me, John, is why nobody is bringing this out in the United States. As we keep sending our boys over into this meat grinder, nobody's telling the American people, neither the Republicans nor the Democratic opposition, that we've established a Muslim state under Sharia law. And that is the worst thing you can possibly do for people.
And I wonder how many people understand that. I think it would be good to, we mentioned in the course of the coming days, as people have opportunities to meet people who are either serving in Congress or are running to take that position, to ask them, not only have you ever really read and studied the U.S. Constitution, ask them if they have ever seen and read the Iraqi Constitution.
I mean, this is what it's all about. And they keep telling us, but we've seen the people with the ink on their finger. That means we have democracy. But what did they vote for?
Now, and two, I've had contact with some men who have served over there, and they get real excited that there are lots and lots and lots of the Iraqi people who are happy with some of the schools we've established. We work to establish the power distribution system and water and sewers. The problem is, though, that there are those crazy people. If you have, say, 25 million people in Iraq, and that's about what they have, if only a million of them are dedicated to this concept that their way to get heaven and 72 virgins and all the rest is to blow up themselves and blow us up some of us infidels, you're going to have some ongoing problems. I have to look at what's going on there in the context of history. And, you know, Mohammedism was founded back in the 600s, and for the first almost 1,000 years, it was spread over the Middle East and then to the east into Pakistan and Indonesia and so forth, and then to the west across northern Africa, up into Turkey and basically through the sword. They wiped out and eliminated the churches of Galatia, the seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. They came up into Europe, and they were on the move under the power of the sword.
Convert or die, that was it.
But for the last 500 years, we've had relative peace. They have not been a problem to us. And the question comes, why? And the answer that I've come to, the challenge for me, and I think for Christians, Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the last of the Muslims were driven out of Spain in 1492, the same year that Columbus discovered America. And what was the basis of that? Well, that was the time at which the printing press was invented. The Bible was translated into the language of the people, and basically the Bible, the Word of God, became the foundation for what we call Western civilization. Now, the various aspects of it, whether it would be the Lutherans and the Calvinists and the Catholics and the Anglicans in England and all the rest, they would have, and we still have our differences, but basically God's way became the foundation in all those nations for marriage, family, everything else, and basically our freedoms have come out of the fact that the Bible became the foundation of our these nations. And the problem is today that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And we've had that peace for these last 500 years. But I think we have to stop and say what's happened. When we're living in a nation that has killed 40 million babies in their mother's wombs in the last 35 years, when we're giving all sorts of special rights to homosexuals, to the sodomites, we have to step back and say, are our ways pleasing the Lord? And maybe this resurgence of Islam and the fact that they're openly out to destroy us, whether it was through a 9/11 attack or whatever, maybe it's the result, the reason is that our ways no longer please the Lord, and until and unless we have revival, we're not going to see that whole thing settled.
Amen to that. Well, I think that's, and I agree with you totally. I mean, I believe that there's no incident in all history where a nation has been as richly rewarded as we have, and then has turned against God and allowed God in prayer and the Ten Commandments to be taken out of our schools, and using our schools to teach evolution, to destroy the faith of our children. And the latest statistics show that among the young people, perhaps only 4% of them, I mean, these are the students, only 4% of them really believe in God any longer. And yet in years past, there was a predominance of our young people who believed in God. Well, when we get back, we have a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255 here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is John Stormer, and we're talking about the Iraqi Constitution. We're talking about our Constitution. We're talking about this idea of freedom under God, and America was free because our founding fathers felt that, you know, freedom came from God, and if we had a moral and religious people, then we could restrict the power of government. But as John Adams had said, you know, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. How many people out there in the audience really believe we have a moral and religious people. When we see what's going on in Congress today, with the congressmen on the take, or are chasing after the pages, or taking bribes, John, how are we going to get back to a moral society when we have an immoral people?
Well, that's true, and under Supreme Court decisions over the last 40 years, we can't teach generations of young people our real heritage. You can't really teach the concept, and it's been eliminated from textbooks, that our freedoms came from God, as spelled out in the Declaration of Independence. And now we've gone even a step further. When the Supreme Court had its opening session a couple of weeks ago, they refused to look at a case that came out of California. Under California law, the schools are now required to teach tolerance and diversity, and as a part of it, the schools in Contra Costa County there, up on the other side of the bay from where you are.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They introduced a course of study to give young people an understanding of Mohammedism and an appreciation and tolerance for it. And as a part of the textbook and as a part of the school curriculum, they had kids, they have to come to school wearing Muslim head coverings, the girls. They have to read sections from the Quran and actually even compose a prayer to Allah. And some Christian parents got upset about this and went to court. And, of course, one of these crazy judges said, well, this is just a part of the curriculum. It isn't establishing a religion. Can you imagine what he would have ruled if they had required that people read sections out of the Bible and compose prayers to the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, the Ninth Circuit out there, that crazy appeals court that sits in San Francisco, they upheld that judge's ruling and said that this practice of indoctrinating kids with the Koran and with Mohammedism is perfectly okay. Now, it was appealed to the Supreme Court. And to get the Supreme Court to look at it and say, we'll study this, you have to get at least four of the nine justices to say, we believe there's a basis here for taking this up and giving it a real examination. They couldn't even get four with Scalia and Thomas and Roberts and Alito. They didn't even say, yeah, we want to look at this.
Now, well, actually, five of the nine justices are Catholic. You would think at least four of those Catholics would think that this might be worthwhile doing.
Well, they didn't. And now they maybe would feel that knew what the other five believed and knew that they didn't want to take it up until they got another vote. But whatever, in effect, the Supreme Court put its stamp of approval on the teaching of the Quran and prayers to Allah and so forth, even while they forbid acknowledging our fundamental beliefs as a nation under God.
Well, of course, there are those who believe what we need to do is encompass all religious beliefs and all cultures here in America and really do away with these outlandish ideas that of Christianity and we're a nation under God and a favored nation. They would like to destroy our sovereignty, merge us into this one world system, and it's almost as if that's exactly what this is designed. After all religions are good, and certainly we can't be intolerant. In fact, the only thing we won't tolerate is intolerance.
Right.
Or especially those Christians who say that we believe our way is the right way.
And actually, we don't actually say that. When I'm asked the question on occasion, when I get onto programs other than those like yours, and they say, are you one of those people that believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven? And I say, no, I just don't believe that. I say, it's Jesus. It's not me that says that this is the only way to heaven. It's Jesus Christ who said, I am the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And they don't usually back up. They say that I'm intolerant for believing that or saying it. They haven't yet gotten to the place to say that Jesus is intolerant, but that's in effect what they believe.
Yeah, well, I think that is a beautiful, beautiful response, you know. And you know, it sort of goes along with what so often they say. Well, you say these things. You have these moral standards. I say they're not my moral standards. They're the moral standards that come out of the Bible.
That's something
amazing.
We really need
usually
to learn.
They will not challenge that.
We really need to get better at bringing the question back to God rather than what we believe.
Amen to that. Well, I mean, we're really involved in a spiritual battle, and it's being fought, you know, on the radios today. It's being fought in public discussions. It's being fought in debates, and tragically, most Christians don't even know how to defend their position.
That's right.
Otherwise, they're going to be put into a terrible position. We're just about out of time. What's your parting thought for our listeners, John?
When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I think that could underline the battle with Mohammedism. It also, in a time when the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting and screaming and hollering at one another and being really nasty with one another, one group or another might step back to say, well, if my ways pleased the Lord, maybe I wouldn't be put into all these positions.
Amen to that. Well, I believe we need people who believe and will please the Lord. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Always great to be with you.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
If you've never read John's original book, 1964, then dare call it treason. It's well worthwhile getting. We do still have it. We also carry his updated book, Then Dare Call It Treason, 25 years later. Really a beautiful overview of everything going on and the betrayal of our way of life by those people, this small group of people, within the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome, who are aligned with the people in the occult organizations, who really have a different worldview. a different vision of the world because they worship a different god. So if you really would like to get the Nundare Call of Treason 25 years later, we carry it. We carry John's two other books. One is called Nundare Call of Education, which explains to you exactly what's going on in education today, but certainly one of the most apropos books that we have, and one which I think is so important, is entitled Betrayed by the Bench. And it goes into the background of our Constitution and what has happened on the Supreme Court. And of course, John doesn't get into this, but as you know, the Masons took control of our Supreme Court in 1941, and for 30 years, they controlled the United States Supreme Court. And people from a secret society that worships a different god, the great architect of the universe, the people from that secret society changed the basic structure of our government from a Christian nation to where we are today. So Betrayed by the Bench is must reading because he gives you the whole background. He doesn't get into the Masonic element of that. You can document that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or in the book Behind the Lodge Door by Paul Fisher. And then you can check it out on the Internet and find it's absolutely true. The Masons did control our Supreme Court. Why doesn't anybody ever tell us that? Could it be they don't want you to know? There really are secret societies working at the highest levels of our government that have a different vision for America. Well, anyway, but you can get John's books, None Dare Call It Treason, 25 years later, Betrayed by the Bench, and None Dare Call It Education, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have another great book. It's put together by Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. It's called The Founding Documents. And it's the 50 founding documents of our country that all put together from the Mayflower Compact, you know, through the Declaration of Independence of the State of Texas, you know, of course, our regular declaration, the Washington, George Washington's farewell address, all of the documents you need to have, and all put together, it's almost 2 inches thick, great source of information you want to have constant reference to understand what America is really all about. And what's it all about? A nation under God, where we can rule ourselves because we're answerable to God, not to government. And this is what freedom is about. Freedom is the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to God's law. And if you cheat someone, you're cheating God. You're violating God's law, and you better not do it. And what we need in government today are people who fear God. And the only way we're going to save America is to have a great revival out across this country. And the only way this is going to come about if people really understand the message of the Bible is true. And all of us are going to die. And all of us one day are going to have to stand before our Lord and explain what we've done. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Remember our annual conference on the last Monday of the month until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.